The American Center in Prague hosted a roundtable discussion on Wednesday on the growing threat of extremism at a time when far-right groups are holding regular rallies in Czech towns and several Romani families have been attacked by neo-Nazis. The discussion was attended by government ministers, Romani rights activists, and also groups that monitor far-right extremism. Klára Kalibová is from the monitoring group Tolerance.
There is a very thin line between violence and non-violence. The far right is now the most dangerous organization or movement in the Czech Republic, and what we really need is police action against the top people of the far right, and beside that we also need some educational activities in the whole society concerning the schools, concerning state authorities, local authorities, and also the police itself.
It seems, though, you do have an ally in that. Minister Pecina seems determined to crack down and destroy far-right groups.
Yeah, he can do the repression, but we also need a partner in that educational things, and there seems not to be any. So I'm very skeptical in the civic way of this issue.
Do you think the media is playing enough of a role, or should it be doing more?
Media should be professional. They should inform in the professional way. They should inform about what is the far right about, not how it looks like. It's a problem, because nobody knows what they are saying. The media are reporting about far right like they met there, and they said this and this, but they do not go inside the situation. They do not go inside the target groups. They didn't inform in the broad view of the situation. They are not experts on that.
The situation in the Czech Republic is surely better than elsewhere in Central Europe, as it has been for decades. Even, you know, before the war, this was a better place to be than Hungary or Poland.
That's true. We don't have far-right political parties in parliament, or even in European parliament, but it can easily get worse, because the source of energy of the far-right is in the whole society, in the whole xenophobic Czech society. But I'm saying that civic society is not strong enough to stop it, that it can easily change a lot.
Klára Kalibová from the monitoring group Tolerance speaking to me on the fringes of that discussion on extremism at the American Center.